Hello there, I'm Declan Doherty, and you're very, very welcome to tonight's show, The West is Calling, celebrating some of the music of this year's Westport Music Festival, which took place on the 29th and 30th of June in Westport House. A great location for music, just 10 minutes walk from the centre of Westport Town. The original Westport House built in 1650 by the great-great-granddaughter of Grace O'Malley, the Pirate Queen. If you made it down, I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. But if you didn't, just sit back and relax and we'll try and give you a flavour of what it was like. Tonight we've got music from Jerry Fish, the Alabama Three, ABC, Christy Moore, Cry Before Dawn, the Hot Sprockets and many, many more. If it's variety you like, you've come to the right place.
But if I bone. She hardly ever visits upstairs with rather telephone. Well, I guess beauty does what beauty does best. It's beautiful. Since that's the trouble with reality, it's taken far too seriously. I do hope God is good to me and Santa Claus. The children celebrate. This party's over. I'm going home to celebrate. This party's over. I'm going home. His essential complications are hung up on confused. It's a planet full of traffic lights and traffic light abuse. But that's no stranger than strange, or any other stranger. He claims it's dangerous to be innocent. Should a victim every time. Histories of insanity intruding on the sane. Celebrate. This party's over. I'm going home.
That's how you start a radio show. First up, Mike Scott and the Waterboys, more from them later. And then that was followed by an emotional Jerry Fish with Celebrate, originally released back in 1989, but re-released last year, maybe the year before, by Jerry Fish, with all the revenue going to Barrettstown, who does such a good job trying to rebuild the lives of children with serious illness. Jerry Fish appeared in Westport this year as part of Grand Parade, along with Gavin Glass Mundy and this lady. Lisa Hannigan.
What'll I do without you around? When my words won't pun, my pennies won't pound, and door and my frisbee flies to the ground. Oh, what'll I do without you? What'll I say without you to talk to? No one to serve if I leave the ball to. You write the word that I miss the volume. What'll I say without you? Oh, I don't know what to do with myself now that I'm here.
Oh,
my pennies won't pound, and don't add my frisbee flies to the ground. Oh, what'll I do without you?
Of Alabama, living legends of gospel music there with Way Down in the Hole. The Blind Boys of Alabama first sang together back in 1939, would you believe, at the Alabama Institute for the Negro Blind, and at the time they were just 9 years old. They spent the first 40 years of their career touring almost exclusively on the black gospel circuit, playing in churches, auditoriums and stadiums. But since that, they've appeared on recordings with Bonnie Raitt, Randy Travers, K.D. Langley-Reed, Peter Gabriel, and many, many more. Today, more than 70 years later, the founding member is still alive, Clarence Fountain. He still tours when his health allows. Let's play one more from the Blind Boys, and this time let's play a little bit of beat to the intro. See if you can't guess the song before the singing starts.
And here's a song that I'm crazy about. It's on the CD. Yes, on the Grammy-winning CD. And we want to sing it for you right now.
Expecting that, were you? Anybody say House of the Rising Sun? Yeah, sounds very, very similar. The Blind Boys of Alabama played both those songs on the main stage at this year's Westport Music Festival, and as I'm sure you appreciate, went down very, very well with the crowd. They have a new album for release this coming autumn. Let's stick with the Alabama theme for another one.
And after 3 days of drinking with Larinov, I just get an inkling to go on home. So I'm walking down Cold Harbor Lane, head hung low, 3 or 4 in the morning. The sun's coming up and the birds are out singing. I let myself into my pad, wend my way up that spiral staircase and stretch out nice on the Chesterfield. Pithecanthropus erectus already on the CD player, and I just push that remote button to sublimity and listen to the sweet sculptural rhythms of Charles Mingus and J.R. Monroe's and Jackie McLean, duet on those saxophones, and the sound makes its way out the window, mingling with the traffic noises outside, you know. All of a sudden I'm overcome by a feeling of brief mortality, 'cause I'm getting on in the world, coming up on 41 years, 41 stony gray steps towards the grave. You know, the box awaits its grisly load. Now I'm gonna be food for worms. And just like Charles Mingus wrote that beautiful piece of music, Epitaph for Eric Dolphy, I say, so long, Eric. So long, John Coltrane and Charles Mingus. So long, Duke Ellington and Lester Young. So long, Billie Holiday and Ella Fitzgerald. So long, Jimmy Reed. So long, Muddy Waters. And so long, Howlin' Wolf.
Woke up this morning, got yourself a gun. Mama always said you'd be the chosen one. She said, one in a million, you got to burn the shine. But you were no longer a bad sign. The blue moon in your eyes. And I woke up this morning, all that love had gone. And fine, shake my body, moan under a bad sign, with a blue moon in your eyes. Sing it now.
Woke up this morning.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
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 See ya. Upside down, load of both things ain't been the same since the blues walked in a town. Hey, put you one in a million, 'cause you got that shotgun shine. Shave my body, bone under a bad sign, with a blue moon in your eyes. Sing it now.
Woke up this morning,
you got a blue moon,
got a blue moon in your eyes.
So sad, goddamn, a goddamn shame, my body.
Thank you.
Woke up this morning, the album version from Exile and Cold Harbor Lane. Alabama Trio, as I say, one of the biggest surprises me at the festival this year. Absolutely fantastic. That song used as the theme song for The Sopranos. Next up, a local band who play, to quote themselves, rock and roll music haunted by the ghost of country and blues. So, no pressure then.
So, brother, go get your feet up.
Only be the Hot Sprockets with Soul Brother. Great video for that song. You can see it on YouTube or on the hotsprockets.com website. Pick up a copy of the latest CD, Honey Skippin'. Listen to it for free on the SoundCloud. But all the details, as I said, on thehotsprockets.com. Another local man now, a band who had their greatest success back in the 80s, but thankfully, Cry Before Dawn have reformed and are touring again. really is great to hear that again. A Cry Before Dawn from Wexford in Ireland. Had two albums and a couple of singles back in the late 80s and toured pretty extensively in the US and indeed in the UK. Brendan Wade's voice was as good as it was in Westport as it was back in the 80s when he recorded that song. He himself was quite humbled at Westport, in fact. Thanked the audience a number of times for the opportunity to play the set, or seemed to be enjoying himself, as indeed were the crowd. And they're touring again, as I said, and they've released a new single, Is This What We've Waited For? But let's go back to the 80s again with another one, Witness for the World.
So blind you can't. upon a star if that might help.
The stars collide, you decide.
Wish upon a star if that might help.
What's it like to have loved and to lose her touch? What's it like to have loved and to lose that much?
ABC took the stage about 3:30 on Saturday afternoon, and within about 10 minutes had every single person in the audience dancing. An amazing sight. They still have it, you know, absolutely brilliant. All of My Heart there from the Lexicon of Love album released in 1982, and the other two big hits are on that one as well, The Look of Love and Poison Arrow. You're listening to The West Is Calling here on RadioactiveInternational.com. If you'd like to say hello, get in touch with the show by emailing radioactive80s@gmail.com. Now, as promised earlier, one more from the Waterboys. Now, it wouldn't be an Irish musical festival without the bowel Christy Moore, who headlined in Westport on Saturday night. And during his set, he said that he had breaking news from South Africa, and of course, everybody feared the worst for poor Nelson Mandela. But he said that Mandela had sat up in his hospital bed and asked for the result of the Dublin-Kilkenny hurling match. And when he heard that Dublin had beaten Kilkenny, he ordered a full Irish breakfast.
How's it going there, everybody? You're very welcome to this evening's cabaret. I want to thank you for the trouble you're after taking to come and hear me play. I know the effort that you're making, all the trouble you have to take when you decide you're gonna go and see a show. Your wife says, oh, not Christy Moore, we heard him loads of times before, and we're going to miss Gabe Byrne and the Late Late Show. Well, there's people here upon me word from every corner of the world, from Port Arlington, Port Leash and Tullamore, from Two Mile House and Pula Fuca, from Black Trenchcut, Bush and Boolia. Such a crowd I'd never seen before. Well, you're welcome, welcome everyone. Special branch, you're on the run. Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin. When the elections are all over, well, I'll be pushing up clover. I tell you, everyone in the graveyard votes the same. My belly taut and my throat was cut, and all the restaurants were shut as I was driving out through Kinnegad. So I drove on to Mother Hubbard's, where I saw a swarm of truckers, and I said to myself, this place doesn't look too bad. In came a 40-foot lorry, leaking lines of slurry, and the king of the road, he jumped down and he said to me, hey John, don't I know your face? Are you Paddy Riley or Brendan Grace? Are you Mary Black or Freddie White? Z? Wait till I tell you what happened to me today. I was coming up the Jewel Carriageway, half a mile the far side of Nace. The Irish Army, they were all over the place. So I pulled in and I rolled my window down, and outside jewelry surrounded me car. I thought it was the Third World War. Some of them boys was throwing Shiite ships. I said, hey, Brigadier General, what appears to be the trouble? He said, don't forget your shovel. Have you any towel, autographs or tapes? I do. What about the lead?
New York, Dundalk, Gortahawk and Glenamaddy. Here we are in the County Clare, and it's a long, long way from here to there. There's the Burren, and the Cliffs of Moher and the Tulla and the Kilfenor and Mike O'Russell, Dr. Bill, Willie Clancy and Noel Hill, flutes and fiddles everywhere. If it's music you want, you should go to Clare.
Oh, Listoon Varna, Listoon, 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 Listoon Varna.
Sure, everybody needs a break. Climb a mountain or jump in a lake. Some head off to exotic places. Others go to the Galway races. A cousin of mine goes potholing. A cousin of hers loves Joe Dolan. Matty goes to the south of France. And Jim to the dogs and Peter to the dance. Summer comes around each year. We go there and they come here. Some jet off to Frihiliana. But I always go to Listoon Varna.
Listoon, 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 Listoon,
Listoon, Listoon, Listoon. I always leave of a Thursday night with my tent and my ground sheet rolled up tight. I like to hit Listoon in or around Friday afternoon. This gives me time to get my gear together. I don't need to worry about the weather. Ramble in for a pint of stout, cause you never know who'd be hanging about. There's a Dutchman playing a mandolin, and a German looking for Limogo Flynn, and there's Adam Bono and Gareth Fitzgerald getting their photo taken for the Sunday World. Finbar Charlie and Jim Hand, and they're drinking pints to bait the band, and isn't it grand?
Oh, Listoon Varna, huh? Listoon, 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 Listoon Varna.
Multitudes, they flocked in throngs to hear the music and the songs, and motorbikes and high-ass vans with bottles, barrels, flagons, cans. Mighty crack, loads of frolics, pioneers and alcoholics, and Black Spook in the FCA, and Free Mickey Kelly in the IRA, and hairy chests and milk white ties, and Mickey Dodgers in disguise. McGraths, O'Briens, Pippins, Coxes, massage parlours and horse boxes. RTE are making tapes, taking breaks and throwing shapes. There's Aurons, Baurons, Amadons, Arab sheiks, Hindu Sikhs, Jesus freaks. This is heaven, this is hell. Who cares? Who can tell? Anyone for the last few chuck ices now?
Oh, Listoon Varna. Listoon, 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 Listoon Varna.
A 747 for Jackson Brown. They had to build a special room just to get him down. Before the chieftains could start to play, seven creamy pints came out in a tray. Shergar was ridden by Lord Lucan. Sean Cannon did the backstage cooking. Clannad were playing Harry's game, and Christy was singing Nancy Spain. And Mary O'Hara and Brush Shields together doing the Four Green Fields. Van the Man and Emmy Lou, and Moving Hearts and Planxty too.
Oh, Listoon Varna, Listoon, 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 Listoon Varna.
Everybody needs a break. Climb a mountain or jump in a lake. Sean Doherty goes to the Rose of Tralee, and Oliver J. Flanagan goes swimming in the Holy Sea. But I like my music in the open air, so every summer I go to Clare. Cause Woodstock Knock nor the Feast of Cana could hold a match to Listoon Varna.
Oh, Listoon Varna, Listoon, 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 Listoon Varna. Oh, Listoon Varna, Listoon, 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 Listoon Varna.
Well, that's Christy Moore, the Bell Christy Moore there, and that's it for tonight. I hope you got a flavour for day one of the Westport Music Festival. Don't forget, if you have any requests for the show, just email radioactive80s@gmail.com. Hope to see you next week for same time, same place, for you've guessed it, more of the same, and music from day two of the Westport Music Festival. Almost finished now. I'm going to leave you with this one. It's Hazy Dixie, an American band formed in the year 2000, and their first album was a hillbilly tribute to AC/DC. Their claim to fame is that they perform cover versions of very, very hard rock songs. So here's a bluegrass version of Bohemian Rhapsody. Good night.
Real life, is this just fantasy? I'm caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy.
Cause he's easy come, easy go, little high, little low.
Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me, to me.
Galileo, Galileo Figaro.
I never call.
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family. Spare him his heart from his monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
This will all
no. Ain't gonna let you go.
Let me go.
This will
all.
Ain't gonna let you go.
Let me go.
This will all.
Ain't gonna let you go.
Let me go.
Ain't gonna let you go.
Let me go.
Ain't gonna let you go.
Let me go.
No.
Mamma mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go.
Beelzebub has the devil put aside for me.